Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can the price get low enough on Cam Newton?
No, cannot. Nope. I reached out to someone and said, look, I keep saying this, and it's a horrendous idea.
I think they have a clear-cut starter, and it's Jarrett Stidham.
Dale Arnold.
Hey, I just would like to thank my GM for picking me up, you know, reaching out to my agent to make this acquisition happen.
With the first pick, the Carolina Panthers select Cam Newton.
Oh, my God!
Rich Key.
Okay, Cam, I see you. Willing to go to New England, succeed, to be the successor to Tom Brady? Oh, my goodness. I like it.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
You sucked that bone clean.
Just got real.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Our buddy Andy Hart from WEEI.com is in the house with us. And we are broadcasting live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios, both in Bellingham and in Brighton today. Obviously, the biggest story of the day, well, it actually happened last night. I'll give Chris Scheim credit. He was the first one who told me. I was off Twitter. I was, you know, watching a TV show with my wife and did not know until all of a sudden Scheim, with the extra excited text, said, the whole show is booked for tomorrow.
Scheim needed a new pair of pants after the news came out.
I saw he sure did. He shared that with us.
I would have been okay
if you hadn't shared it with us.
I was midstream, not in the bathroom, but on the internet. Oh, and
what? He used midstream?
Yeah, he's on Twitch.
What are we doing here? Scheim,
thank you very much. But Cam Newton, a Patriot, playoffs are back on. All is right in the world.
Yes, I'm watching ESPN right now. Who goes further this season, Cam or Brady? And Scheim?
Brady.
Thinks there's a chance it's Cam in the AFC
or
title game.
They go just as far.
Both lose in
each
the,
other in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
nope,
no
they
chance.
Both go to the Super Bowl.
I'm going to say no chance.
Let's see
no
what
chance.
Mike Reese said when he was on Get Up this morning about, you know, what the ceiling is for Cam Newton to start the season.
Well, I think you have to put Cam at the top of the list based on his body of work. That being said, you know, Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer have more experience in this system. So you balance those two factors. But based on the body of work, I think you have to put Cam right now at the top of the list.
Yeah, Cam has to be the starter. 100% has to be the starting quarterback.
The only reason he wouldn't be, again, we're assuming health. I don't have to keep saying that. You guys know it. But the only reason he wouldn't be is if he couldn't grasp the Patriots offense in time. And Belichick said, look, he's just not ready. We got to start the other guy.
But I think they'll make it ready for him.
Right.
I think they'll say you have 200 plays. Now you have 20. Well, guess what? You're going to run the hell out of these 20 because you have the better quarterback doing it. And I also don't know how much more Jarrett Stidham will have on him. Yes, he was on the team last year, but he was the backup. And you don't have Tom Brady anymore, so you're going to have to change and adapt to a new playbook, a new skill set for all the quarterbacks involved. So I don't even think he's that far behind necessarily. So Cam Newton is going to be your starting quarterback.
Yeah, I think the system thing is overrated because I think the system is going to change for either guy.
Sure.
It's going to be different. And I do think you brought this up, the depth chart earlier, you know, the Patriots.com depth chart. Now, they haven't announced it yet, so they don't have this issue yet. But whatever point he's announced as having signed with the Patriots.
You put him at number one.
Will they?
Yes.
Or could there be a Stidham slash Newton?
No, but Bill doesn't run that. He doesn't run
whoa.
Oh, trust me.
Whoa.
No, he does.
Whoa.
Wait, Bill runs your depth chart now?
He doesn't run it.
Oh, wait a minute. This is news.
But if he doesn't want something Bills there, aware, it won't be there.
Well, especially now.
Yes.
Especially now. Like, you know what, guys?
He has 1.1 million
okay.
and three third-round reasons
where
to
would
control.
They put him? Where would they put him?
I think
is Stidham listed
if
as
Paul
starter
Perillo
right
and Andy Hart were still making the decision,
yeah. Newton would be the
Newton
number
would
one
be
guy.
Number one.
Yes, of course he would be.
We might fight
yeah.
with somebody to try to get him there. Right now, Jarrett Stidham is the starter. On Patriots.com, they call it Patriots Unfiltered's unofficial depth chart. That's the name
unofficial.
Of their podcast.
It's unofficial.
They don't even have Cam Newton on there, do they?
No, because it's not.
Yeah, yeah. And that's,
they haven't announced
that.
It yet.
Yeah, that would make
so,
sense.
So they have to put Cam Newton there. I'm with Mike Reese.
He's
they
the,
have to.
Right. Oh, it'd be crazy. He's it's, not coming and, here to back up.
Do you see, Dale, do you see Ben Volen's tweet of the Patriots Pro Shop ad today where they're 30%
off,
and the photo just happens
to be Stidham's jersey.
How do you think he feels about it? And he should know that it could have been anybody. It could have been N'Keal Harry. Could have been Edelman. But he that
Stidham.
Has to hurt.
For
no, what they picked was the starting quarterback.
Well, the former starting, or the never even had the chance to be the starter.
Yeah, can you be the starting quarterback if you never started a game?
It's going to be funny because in 20 years from now, we're going to be looking back and be like, all right, the guy who started after Tom Brady was Cam Newton. But you remember there was like a 3-month span where everybody was talking about who, and nobody's going to remember.
Right.
Jarrett Stidham is going to be a forgotten name in Patriots lore.
Well, it's like the question I've asked. If the season, worst case scenario, NFL never plays this year.
Well, which could happen.
Could
it
happen.
Be the worst.
Okay.
Well,
so
worst.
Tom Brady never plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He retires because he's 43. He's,
no, kidding me. He's gonna get together in the sand lot.
Just play along for
all right,
a minute.
All right.
Did he ever leave the Patriots? Like is
yes.
he or is he a
he
career Patriot?
He signed a contract.
He trademarked Tampa Bay or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty
yes,
sure he left.
Yes, he left.
I'm pretty sure he
have
left.
Have you seen the new
TV
versions of that?
With the squared?
No,
one? The
ones fans that have turned on Tom and now call it a woman's hygiene product. I don't know.
Listen, let's not go there.
I'm just right telling now. You, there's
no,
been a new.
So no, I have not.
Okay, well, you're not on Twitter then, because
so,
I've seen it a lot.
I
on
stayed
Twitter.
Off the grid last week.
My friend Tanya Ray Fox, who works for FS1, she's behind the scenes there. Used to work here at what was NBC Sports Boston before it was that. She's real good with numbers, and she's got a couple of gems here. There are two quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era who have averaged 34 or more rushing yards per game. Michael Vick averaged 42.7. Cam Newton averaged 38.4. Now, the difference here is that Cam Newton's a better quarterback probably than Michael Vick.
Yes,
Michael
he is.
Vick was the greatest running back at playing right. the position. But here's the number that jumps out at me. The greatest red zone rushing quarterback ever, and it's not even close. 125 games. He's rushed for an NFL record 58 red zone touchdowns.
Yeah, he's a machine.
The next most is Steve Young with 43. Vic is fifth all-time with 36. Randall Cunningham and Steve Grogan had 35 each.
Yeah, I will say Joe Person. Is it Joe Person?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's on Greg Hill's show, got me a little worked up today when he made the comparison to Randall Cunningham.
How about that?
Because I was the biggest Randall Cunningham fan. And I've never really seen it because he's a little thicker, a little more of a power runner than Cunningham was.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare the two to me.
But that got me excited. And the deep ball, Cunningham threw a nice deep ball, long motion.
Newton's rookie year, he rushed for 14 touchdowns.
That's pretty good now.
That's like a great running back year.
Didn't he break Grogan's record?
That sounds right.
I think
yes, he
broke Grogan's record.
And then his MVP season, he had 10. I mean, he is an absolute threat. In the goal line, and he can only make the other guys better too. Like now, all of a sudden, Michelle or Harris or White or those guys
triple
because,
option,
right? Like when we were watching the Ravens offense, we were watching the Ravens offense last year. You're saying normally you have 11 guys on defense, and they're trying to stop 10 guys basically because the quarterback is just going to get the ball out or hand the ball off. But when the quarterback can run, it's a completely different thing. Now it's 1-on-1. Newton or Jackson or whoever makes one guy miss, you can have a huge play.
Yes, I do believe, and somebody either text or Twitter said, you have to agree they're more athletic, right? And I would agree. The Patriots on offense are more athletic now.
With
Cam Newton,
definitely
even
is.
With Dan Vitale, even with...
The tight end.
Whoa. You're...
Athletic. I didn't say better, Dale. We're getting to the point. Let me land the plane.
You are throwing your guy under the bus
here.
Devin Asiasi, you're more athletic. I don't know if any of it's going to... That's like an NBA team that gets more athletic, and then you watch them, and it's sloppy. Like
doesn't
they can't
always
play.
Help.
Yeah, they can run. They can jump. They can all this. Yeah, give me the shooters that actually, put it in the basket and score points. But they certainly have... And that's where I keep coming back to Belichick, McDaniels, whoever is, Jed Fish, if you want to include him in the conversation... how do you make this all work? How do you use the athleticism? And that's where I think, you know, Bill made the comparison in his pre-draft press conference, talking about, you know, everything's done with the quarterback in mind. And for two decades, that was Tom. Oh, and then he went off into that whole four-game span where Garoppolo, then it was Brissett. Oh, to yeah. me, that's back where you are. Like, week to week, how do we win? Because it isn't going to be as similar as it's probably been over the years with Tom. Now it's like matchups. Oh, Vital.
Right.
He's a super back, and we can do this with Cam and the option.
Even with
RPOs.
Brady, they've been very, very good at that. There were years past where the Colts can't stop the run. So Jonas Gray is going to run for 1,000 yards against the Colts in one game. Or there's years where the famous one was the Minnesota Vikings when they had the Williams wall.
Yep.
They're like, you can't run against them. All right, so we won't. We'll throw it every time. And so I think a guy like Newton allows you to do that even more because now, all right, he's a part of a rushing attack against a poor run defense. And he can throw it. He can't throw it as well as Brady. But guess what? No matter who you were going to replace Brady with, couldn't throw it as well as Brady. So there's going
to
be a drop-off.
But it has to work. So, the weekly game plan has to work because you can't say, we're going to run the ball because the game plan should tell us to run the ball. Oops, we punted. You know what? Scrap that. Let Brady throw the ball and see what happens because you don't have that fallback anymore.
Right. Well, the point that my friend Tanya Ray Fox makes is that Cam Newton is the greatest running quarterback of all time. As she said, Michael Vick's a better runner, but Cam Newton's definitely a better quarterback. So he's the greatest running quarterback of all time. Now, that's not to say Lamar Jackson won't do more
say Lamar Jackson,
special stuff.
Knocking on the door.
I'd say Lamar Jackson's right there.
He's not there yet. But then Mike Giardi tweeted out, he said, another thing to keep in mind was how interested the Patriots were, in particular Josh McDaniels, in Lamar Jackson leading up to that draft. The team held multiple interviews with him, were intrigued by the possibilities. McDaniels has liked the idea of a mobile quarterback for some time.
Yeah, that's
his point is this is kind of what Josh has been wanting to do.
Oh, yeah, and he swung and missed with Tebow in Denver, but that was a mobile quarterback and a guy who... You know, it's actually funny because Cam Newton, was it a year after Tebow that sort of took the SEC by storm? And you had Tebow putting up these crazy numbers, and then Newton shows up, and you're like, oh, actually, he does it even a little bit better.
Yes.
You're like, wait a minute, like this is going to translate more to the NFL. So it's like Josh just missed out. Like timing-wise, he might have been all over Newton in Denver had it worked out a certain way. But that's why I was kind of surprised that, you know, Jalen Hurts, maybe they didn't take more of a run at him, but maybe they just didn't think he was going to translate. But he was the most mobile of the top quarterbacks in
but
this past
draft. Just smaller and different.
Yeah, oh yeah, very different than Newton. Newton's pretty unique in that sense. Like, he is
a linebacker.
A big, yeah, he's like Bledsoe, but can move.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
A big,
just
big
massive.
Quarterback.
And I do think, Bill, you could go back and find at the height of Tebow at Florida, Bill talked a lot about Tebow's success
for 1 year.
Yeah, well, until things went bad.
Well, whatever.
But Bill talked about, oh, this is the old wing tee, and it's this, and, you know, now Tebow can throw it, and, you know, that really just changes the game, and the Wildcat was sort of in the same plan, and he was talking a lot about the idea of that scheme maybe evolving into the NFL. It took a while.
Oh, I think he's definitely
maybe he gets back to that.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets back to those thoughts, because I know he loved – I want to say it goes all the way back to Clark Shaughnessy with the Bears and like he was the evolution of throwing out of the wing tee, and Bill loves it. I've done
these research stories
with Bill, and he just gushes about that stuff. And maybe that's where this offense goes to some degree.
Oh,
with
you
Newton.
Can definitely be pretty creative now.
But what if Newton can't run anymore?
I don't think he needs to run the way that he did. I think he's most
maybe he doesn't have to
now.
Run as much.
But he has to run. He has to beat some linebackers, beat some ends. He has to make people fear it. I'm not saying the raw numbers
brought up Roethlisberger before.
Yes.
And maybe you can still be kind of like that. Because even a guy like Russell Wilson, his first couple years in the league was more of a runner.
Right.
Now he's a much better thrower. But still, he took that out of the game. But it's still effective. Aaron Rodgers is another good example where he's going to try to throw it 99% of the time, but he has the ability to pick up the first down if he wants to. But I think where I'd want to see Newton run the most would be in the goal line. Now, unfortunately, you're going to get smashed doing that, but maybe that's where instead of settling for field goals, you're now scoring touchdowns because you have his ability inside the 5-yard line.
But you do have to run. Like you can create as many boots and moving pockets as you want, and if he never runs or never shows the ability, I can get to the pylon. And to make them respect that option.
So his healthy so not counting 2019, every other year. So 2011, he was a rookie, to 2018. The most rushing yards he had in a season was 754. The fewest was 359. So I think you can ask for somewhere in the middle of that.
Yeah, because I don't want him to
500 yards.
Yeah. Something like that.
I don't want him to be Lamar.
But on top of it, if you get 5, 6, 7 touchdowns.
Sure.
Now we're
scoring points.
Now you're talking.
I like scoring points. Right. That's how you win.
I guess the other great part point. Of this whole thing, the other part of this whole thing from Newton's point of view and from the Patriots' point of view is how different do you want to be from what you've been in the past? Mike Giardi thinks that this is something Josh has been kind of intrigued by for a while now. You know, this is the direction of the league. I mean, maybe the Patriots were the last team to get to this point. You could make an argument.
Yeah, you kind of had to be because you had Brady.
Yeah,
you
right. In the right sense.
But even Brady.
Oh, I wasn't saying it was wrong.
No, but even Brady, you remember the last, I would say, 5 years, talked about working on his mobility, getting faster, getting quicker, and not to run, not to become, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar, but he talked about how much he worked on. Josh McDaniels talked about how much he worked on just trying to be a little bit more mobile between the tackles, not outside not downfield. And we saw
throwing a pass to him. You wouldn't do that, would you?
It seemed like a shot.
Yikes.
Yeah, tough maybe, play call for this
leave that
offensive
out, Josh.
Genius.
Oh, now we're
get
on
rid
Josh?
Of that, Josh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Now we're
it was
on Josh.
That was
stupid.
Yeah. You know who's going to be stupid? All you Josh haters when this year comes around and his scheme is cruising.
He and Cam Newton go somewhere else next year. He takes Cam Newton with him.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
I like your thinking.
It can happen.
There is an area in which Vegas is intrigued by the possibility of Cam Newton being the Patriots quarterback. He is the favorite in one new category, and he should be. He is the favorite to win Comeback Player of the Year.
What about Gronk? Wouldn't Gronk be in the
know.
Mix?
Yeah, Gronk should be in the mix.
Gronk should be high on that list.
I think that there are sufficient questions about Gronk from a physical point of view, and not that there aren't for Newton either, but
right.
According to Vegas, they like them some Cam Newton in that. And you know what? Quarterbacks are always going to get the advantage.
Yeah.
Every award is geared towards the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Tannehill, he was the comeback player of the year last year or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, Newton could be in the mix for sure.
But I do think it's easier for Gronk because Newton could be good and then fade, get dinged up, whatever,
yeah,
slowed.
But Gronk is...
All Gronk has to do, if he catches like double-digit touchdowns, and maybe that's... Maybe it's 11 touchdowns on 41 catches.
Right.
People will be like, wow, Gronk had 11 touchdowns.
Comeback
player of
the
year.
Zero from the year before.
Right, right. Yeah. So I think he may have the easier road to that award.
Leg up on that. Yeah.
Of course, he has to start first. It'd be hard for Cam to win comeback player if he's backing up.
He's going to start.
I think he's going to start too, but you never know. And then when he gets traded midseason, that could throw a wrinkle in the plan.
What is the angle for the Jared Stidham people that were out there? There were certainly some in the media. So what's your spin now?
My spin is, I don't know that spin is necessarily the term that I would
felt
use.
Felt loaded,
Rich,
Dale. Felt loaded.
Okay,
a little loaded.
What's the take? Here's my
take is that Belichick was perfectly content to not bring Cam Newton in. And ultimately it got to, look, you want to come in under my conditions, my money, you know, as you said, basically $1 million. We'll work some incentives in there. But basically, you got nowhere else to go. All right, I'll bring you in. If not, I'm happy to keep with Stidham.
But if you're sold on Stidham, if the Belichick was sold on Stidham, why even bring Newton in?
Back to, and Andy's brought this up, the whole competition idea, I guess.
All right. So, I mean, I just wouldn't. If I knew that he was the guy, I wouldn't do it. Like, if Tom Brady was on the team and you could get Cam Newton for $1 million, I bet you still don't sign Cam Newton because
right.
you're Tom Brady. So what's the point?
Right.
But so you don't
well, you
know.
Also assume that if Tom Brady's here, Cam Newton's never going to play anyway.
Well, but
you've
if Jared Stidham's
here,
your guy,
but
why
you've
would
got Stidham here, you're not quite as confident in Stidham playing every snap as you were Brady.
Yeah. You have questions. My example would be, and it's different because one guy's a fourth-round pick, one guy's a first-round pick, but the Kansas City Chiefs turned the organization over to Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
There was no net. They said, Alex Smith, take care.
Gone.
Thank you for your service, right?
We appreciate you, but...
Right. They were all in on Patrick Mahomes, and rightly so. And again, it's a first-round pick, but I've heard Stidham's a first-round talent. I've had enough people tell me he's a first-round talent.
He was great in high school.
So if you were sold on Stidham, I don't know that you're looking for the net to put under him. You're ready to go Stidham.
No, I think it
right?
proves that they aren't sold on
so
him.
So they're not sold on him, even though we all, I will tell you, we all read the tea leaves throughout the offseason. You didn't. After the draft ever say, I guess
right,
they're comfortable with Stidham.
All right,
you're
Rich,
a liar.
No, I didn't.
Rich, let me turn the tables on you.
Yeah.
Why didn't he sign him till now?
Well, I don't think
he's been available all the time.
Well, he was. You're right. He was available. They were the only ones that I guess he was that showed real interest in him. Maybe they knew that, and they had to negotiate the value down or get his physicals or
according
talk to whoever.
Schefter, they've talked to him for weeks. I think he said as far back as April. So they could have signed him in April, couldn't they? Or well, May or June or
it's a screwy off season, isn't it?
Oh, totally. I
so
agree
I think
with that
could
part.
Be. I think that could be a factor. I just feel like if you like Stidham so much, you don't bring in a guy who has started 125 games and is just itching to get back on the field and is this huge personality and is already seems like he's already won over a lot of the key players on the team. I just think you're putting Stidham in a really tough spot, or you're just saying, you know what, we're happy with him being the backup, which I kind of thought was the play all along.
The question here, and Andy brought this up on Friday.
Ooh, head of the curve.
Well, if you were right. Is the Patriots offense better suited to Cam Newton at quarterback than Jarrett Stidham?
Yeah, that's where I think it's you're going in the same direction. I'm not going to say they're interchangeable pieces, but you're going in the same direction either way. You're going to a more modern, more college, more spread, more option, more scheme-based than player-based potentially. Because that's also been a criticism of some of these offenses over the years. It's all the coach. You look to the sideline for adjustments and you do, you know, in college and all these blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe that's not such a bad thing that you're not beholden to one player. You have an offense that you think multiple guys can run right. The same way.
And also, could either guy click with N'Keal Harry? I mean, that's a first-round investment that you have at wide receiver.
Stidham's out there now throwing 500 passes to N'Keal Harry.
I mean, today. Those guys, if somebody has a better connection with him and you can maximize the potential there, then I think that guy's probably just overall better suited for the offense.
Can I throw another wrinkle out there?
Yeah.
This is a way, way outside the box wrinkle that we've joked about. Although Bruce Arians has joked about it, we're still living in what kind of world?
The new
coronavirus.
A material world?
Nah, maybe not. But people have talked about quarantining a quarterback, correct? Now you quarantine Brian Hoyer, and you have your competing quarterbacks in Stidham and Newton. You like it? I don't think
Rich
likes it based on
not
his face.
Not really. I mean, I would separate all three then if you're that concerned about it.
Well, it's an issue.
Yeah, no, but then separate all three.
What do you mean separate all three?
Well, quarantine all three.
How are we practicing then?
All right. Well, you get the hell out of there. Put your mask on. Run over there. You're done. You're done for
20 feet apart. That is what I have to do with baseball. We started baseball practices. I need to keep two groups 20 feet apart at all times.
So maybe that's what you do. You have one offense over here, one offense over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the bigger question is how do you throw BP now? That's the bigger question for me.
Who, me specifically?
Yes, you.
I don't.
No, he can't.
I actually told them,
wing.
This is assistant coach Mark. He's going to be throwing all BP. I'm going to be like one of those college football coaches. I'm just going to walk, watch around, observe. So I'll be looking at all times.
I'll be in the tower over here.
I'll be flexing. Ice
in my arm.
617-779-7937. Steve's on the cell phone. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Great.
I hope I stay on. I'm in Vermont driving through the mountains here. You know, I don't want to argue with you, but for months I heard arguments with Wiggy and stuff about they love Stidham. They love Stidham. They love Stidham. Belichick sees something in Stidham. And I tried to get in on your program with Anna Clinton, so I called the morning show because Greg Hill loves Stidham and so does 50. And I said he's not going to start. They're going to draft somebody or they're going to grab Newton because I didn't think they liked Colin Kaepernick. Guess what? I was right, and I don't think they like Stidham that much. He may be a good quarterback going forward down the road, but he is not ready. This
all right, Steve, let me ask you what I asked Rich.
Go ahead.
Why'd they wait until now to sign Cam Newton?
Maybe the money's right now. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not in Belichick's head. I just don't think
so if the money wasn't right, he'd like Stidham.
No, he'd be stuck with Stidham.
No, you're stuck with him. It seems like this whole time.
He wouldn't be right.
He
likes Stidham on six passes. I don't care. Means nothing.
Because the big ringing endorsement was, they didn't draft Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, Jake Fromm, sign Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston. You're like, all right, does that mean you love the guy? Or like those are all just worse options?
Right. I mean, you don't have to love somebody to think it's a better option.
Better than.
Right. You're not going to marry the girl, but we'll stay dating for a while.
So I always said, if Tom Brady's a 10, right, out of quarterbacks.
Yes.
Stidham's a 3, and all those other guys you were a 2. Like, all right, he's better than that pile of crap. But
better than the 2s?
Right.
Well, but don't you think some of those guys are 5s?
Me personally, yes. I'm saying, but they must not have felt that way.
Yeah.
6. Go ahead.
No,
like Dalton and
Winston?
I got to
think Bill doesn't. The way Bill respects the game of football.
Yeah.
I think he looks at a guy like Andy Dalton or Cam Newton and says, that guy's been a starter for X number of years. He's been to the playoffs. I mean, going back to that quote of give me the 15th best quarterback in the NFL and I can win, I got to think he thinks some of those guys, at least a couple of them, are fives. So in that world, well, then Stidham's at least a five or a six, right? He's a starting NFL quarterback.
Right.
If we're just sort of reading the tea leaves from afar. But I think the question Steve brings up is fair. We all bent over backwards to say every single non-move was a vote of confidence for Jarrett Stidham.
Oh,
so then, therefore, if you use that logic all the way along,
it's the
you have
that
to
needs
say
a 180.
The science tells you that the signing of Cam Newton is a lack of confidence in Jarrett Stidham, correct?
Correct.
Boom!
Ipso facto?
I don't
It's a legal term.
Latin.
I don't even know if it matters.
Is that Latin? I don't really speak those things.
You guys will be shocked to hear this. Shocked, I tell you. Manish Mehta has come out with his latest rankings of the AFC East quarterbacks.
Yeah, he always does.
We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart, and it's time to trend.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Cam Newton, he's got a chance of a lifetime. He's got to leave his antics and his childish behavior outside the field.
And the best trolling job ever would be to let, if Bill let Cam be Cam.
2020, the hits keep on coming. I cannot stand Cam Newton. He's a washed up fraud.
Now, if Cam Newton's healthy and he gets it with the offense, I think they can win 11 games.
Hey, you don't have fun here in New England. It's all about business. So when you come out at the end of every game with a weird outfit.
No, I just think that Cam Newton, he's got something to prove and he's going to be motivated.
But he's a pretty little prima donna. He's impossible to root for.
Some of our callers have had mixed reviews.
I would say, yeah.
Mixed
I think
reviews.
It's fair.
Polarizing guy.
I think Cam has a lot of strengths and certainly some weaknesses or flaws. I think that's a very accurate temperature
taking. I might suggest that the outfits he wears to the post-game press conferences are a bit overrated as to whether or not he can succeed here or not.
Yeah, but Dale, that's emblematic of his mentality. That it starts with I. Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it is. Tom Brady wore more fancy clothes as he got later in his career.
Didn't Tom Curran say, you know, Tom Brady got a little out there a bit in the fashion world?
Yeah, and some of us liked Tom Brady less and less in the last few years.
Does Cam
he became a diva QB.
Well, the one who didn't like him less and less was the one who was dressing him.
What?
I think she liked him more and more.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't really tie directly into the football team. Some would argue maybe she was part of the problem.
I'll say this. I do think that the focus on TB12 as a brand and the focus on getting the TB12 narrative out there, I do think that came from Giselle.
Yes.
I think, first of all, she is a brilliant marketer. She has built her own brand worldwide to an nth degree. And I think she was looking at this saying, Tom, you could do so much more with this than what you're doing. And I do think she was a big part of it.
And then by extension, I think some other people really, you know, the Tony Robbins connection, obviously, his trainer, Alex Guerrero. There was, you know, other factors there. But yeah, I do. And she's had her dabbles in, like, we make fun of Brady for the Protect stuff or drink a lot of water, you won't get a sunburn.
Right.
She's dabbled in areas. Remember when she had the whole thing about her kid was going to be potty trained by the age of like 8 months or something.
Good luck.
Right. She's had some that like, yeah, good luck with that.
How's that going, Rich?
Where's the science
there.
Behind that?
We're getting there.
So she, you know, even some of the missteps, I think she could maybe sign off of.
But that also, I think the whole idea, and we heard the medley of callers there, like the whole idea that.
It's good, by the way.
You go, it is good. Nice job, John. You go to the Patriots and it's only football, it's only business and nothing else. That to me is so overstated. Look at all the stuff that Tom Brady was doing and has been doing. The McCourties have a podcast, and they seem to be breaking news all the time. Like
every week.
There's always quotes. They have all these current players, former players in the league, and they're both on the team, and they are both free to talk about whatever they want to talk about. They do TV shows with Curran all the time. Like these guys aren't invisible. It's not like show up and you can't have any personality. Now, is it a little bit less than Tampa Bay? Sure.
Yes.
But it's not one of these things where you go there, now you're in the Marines because you're on the Patriots.
I think people confuse maybe like the 2010 era Patriots with the 2020 era Patriots. I mean, let's look at Bill Belichick. His girlfriend is very active on Instagram.
Yep.
His girlfriend has created.
So is his dog.
That's what I was going to say. An account for their dog who puts photos of the dog sitting in the little pole cart behind Bill Belichick's bike as they ride across Nantucket.
I, I think it was, we were talking to Troy Brown, I think, Dale, like last year, talking about how, like, now the team has, like, movie day, like, during camp.
Right.
Or,
right.
like, he had, remember that day they went to Fenway to play, like, cornhole.
What he's the
like,
bleep is this?
When I was there, we weren't going to movie days.
In my day.
So he's definitely had to adapt just, like, with right. any kind of the modern day athletes and how you're going to get the most out of them and, like, their personalities. And so,
all of them, like, Martellus Bennett. Was very, you know, the imagination agency.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Julian Edelman, the T-shirts and his sort of smoothie time. And the
burger
characters.
Time. Burger time. Yeah, that was a good one.
Chase Winovich has a whole YouTube series. Kyle Van Ooy started a YouTube series when he was here. I mean, I think the idea that it's lockdown central, right. this isn't Kirk Ferentz's Iowa program where you're not allowed to have social media.
Correct.
And you can't have an opinion on anything.
He may
that
have to
has
change
changed.
Some things there, yeah, by the
he's
way.
Changing he for different reasons, though, things, yeah. not just football related. Okay. Yeah. And we heard Bill Belichick. What were those words when he presented or helped present the award that McCourty won? The
to Devin, yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to do more, and there's no better example.
I want to learn to be a part of this.
Right. There's a guy that's doing a weekly podcast, as Rich said, maybe the most blogged about podcast in Patriot Nation right now because he breaks news, he comments on something notable every week.
Yep.
All right, let me give you two quick things from our buddy Manish Mehta, New York Daily News. His first tweet, which came out last night, in the aftermath of the news about the Patriots signing Cam Newton. He writes, Jets signed Joe Flacco 5 weeks ago. His availability for week one, neck surgery, remains up in the air. The Patriots signed Cam Newton today. Smarter decision? Wow, that seems fairly obvious.
I would rather have Cam Newton than Joe Flacco.
Yes!
I'd rather have Rich Keefe than Joe Flacco.
Thank you.
Joe Flacco stinks.
Holy smokes, Keefe. Save some takes for the rest of us.
Oh, I'm just letting you guys know right now how I feel about it. You know, I'm anti-Joe Flacco.
I mean, if I were a Kaepernick supporter, evidence, you know, Exhibit A, Your Honor, why is Joe Flacco in the NFL and I'm not?
He won that Super Bowl that you played against
him. He stinks. He's had 17 neck surgeries.
I know.
He can't turn to the left. He's a goober.
Yeah, but
he's got lead.
Let's not go to goober.
He is a goober, though. But
he's
he
a goober,
but is he elite? No, but he didn't.
Peyton Manning's a goober, too, and won a couple of Super Bowls.
He's not a starter, though, with the Jets.
No.
Like, Newton's should be the starter. The Jets have their guy.
Not on Patriots.com. It says Jarrett Stidham. Now, it doesn't list.
No.
It says Brian LaWorke right now.
He's third.
So last night, Manish Mehta updated his AFC East quarterback rankings. He likes to do this a lot. Number four, he's got Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure he's going to be the starter week one.
Probably not.
But, you know, there he is.
But, right, it's just the power rankings of the best guys there, even though he's not starting.
Number three, he's got Cam Newton.
A little low. A little low, Manish.
Number two, he's got Josh Allen.
Of course.
That only leaves one for his number one, and this is filled with number two. He's got Sam Darnold, of course. Now, he's had Sam Darnold, the best AFC East quarterback. I mean, when Brady like was playing in the AFC East.
I think 3 years running, he's had Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Sam Chad.
I would go Cam Newton, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Fitzpatrick,
Tua. I was going to say Fitzpatrick.
Can I put Darnold like sixth?
Oh, geez, you're a hater.
Sixth?
Yeah,
who do you got? Matt Barkley?
Cam Newton, Josh Allen, Tua, Ryan Fitzpatrick,
neither
Jared
him nor
Stidham,
Tua.
Sam Darnold.
You got Stidham over Darnold?
Yeah, give me Stidham over Darnold.
All right,
Darnold.
So you got Darnold.
He's such a homer. He actually has
Darnold is such
Patriots
a pile
underwear
of
on.
Garbage.
Where do you have Jake Fromm?
I don't think he's going to be in the league.
He's on the do
is
not
he
touch
out
yet?
Pile. Yeah, what happened to him? Is he still just
he's working on a second apology.
Yeah. That first one was rough.
So Tony Dungy has weighed in on the Patriots signing of Cam Newton. He writes, nobody switches up their schemes to fit their personnel better than the Patriots. If Cam is their quarterback, they will definitely play to his strengths, which is fairly
Captain
self-evident.
Obvious.
Yep, thank you, Tony.
Fairly
he's a Hall of Fame coach.
We're weighing in there.
But it's why I don't think, and I know that Jarrett Stidham is not Tom Brady-like in terms of movement, but he ain't Cam Newton either. Which is why I
he's
don't
closer to Cam
offense.
Than he is to Tom. I
was going to say, I think even if you want to factor in Cam now after all the injuries, and then Stidham with no, he's never gotten hit in the NFL. He's
Dale, I don't know if you heard.
Whatever.
He was the number two dual threat quarterback coming out of high school.
I didn't hear that.
He was one of the greats.
Oh, you must be deaf.
He was number one? I thought he was number one. That's right. It hasn't been bumped up
over
the last
week. Dale. It's been out there. Now, you'll hear that less now, maybe, because that was part of the promotional campaign for Jarrett Stidham,
the
starter. Yeah, yeah. He didn't win the Heisman, Dale. Nope. But yeah, you would think he did.
That was the campaign.
Yes, and he's better than Tua. I heard that one from Chris Sims, right?
Yep. Well, he's just really down on Tua. That's again, the example of, I don't really like this guy, but I hate that guy. Right.
And I don't hate the take, actually. I'm not a big Tua guy myself.
Yeah, I'm not as high on Tua either.
Product of the system, guys around him. Can live on that.
Pretty good guys around him.
Very good guys around him. Yeah, a lot of talent.
Now, you know how I was half joking when I said the Patriots always lag days behind on official announcements of this sort of thing?
Yes.
In this case, that lag may be longer than normal. Now, will they have Cam, and I don't even know where Cam lives. Does he live in Carolina now? I don't know. Will he, like Gronk did, go to a doctor that they designate in that city to get his physical done? Or is Belichick, you know, so staunch in this? Oh, no, no. You get him up here. I want our guy to see him. And because you know that they will not announce anything until that happens.
I think they just saw his Instagram. They go, that checks out. Looks pretty strong to me.
He looks really good.
Here's the deal.
Now, if he fails his physical and this is voided and never announced.
Oh, could you imagine?
And does that not play into the conspiracy theory of the cover-up for the punishments from Camergate?
Oh, yeah, just because of the timing? Yeah,
you fake signed him, but you didn't really sign him. That could play. Even Wiggy might have to buy in then.
I mean,
they
won't make the official announcement. And oh, by the way, they won't let Cam Newton have extra content upcoming about this until it happens, right?
Correct.
The fact that he Instagrammed and tweeted out hashtag Let's Go Pats, at least I think that's what it said. It's a little hard to read some of it.
He has a font that
can't confirm that's exactly what it said.
He's got a strange font. Is that available on all phones? I don't even know.
Yes, it is.
Is it? All right, maybe I'll start typing.
Do I have that?
Sure.
Is it
you have to activate a special keyboard, I believe.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
You have to hack into your phone.
Yeah, what are we doing here? down, left, right, BA, select, start? Yeah. Like,
what are you going to do? You got to take a paper clip, you fold that thing out,
jam it
into the bottom of your phone, and mess around until this font comes out.
So I wouldn't order your Cam Newton jersey yet. That's another question. When does that graphic go up?
Cam Newton jersey?
Number one.
Well, as soon as this sale
doesn't
expires.
Pat Patriot wear number one?
Yeah, not anymore.
No, here's the biggest badass move of all.
Hand that over.
No. Belichick gives him 12.
Well, yeah.
Come on.
That's crazy. I think it'll be
a nice little thing for the website, which could use a boost after losing a third-round pick for the team. They could
to sell 1.1 million Cam Newton jerseys.
No, but they could film Pat Patriot handing his jersey off to Cam Newton and then revealing, like, now I'm number 00, mascot.
Now I'm 11. Wow. Oh, no, we have a wide receiver with that number. Now what am I going to be?
Yeah, so that's what they'll do. Something like that.
What if he's like 6 for the 6 rings or something?
Well, no, I think, 7. They're going for 7, right? You don't sit on the one that you already have.
Yeah, I know
you're
they're going
forward.
For 7.
You're always looking forward
I'm
to
just
it.
Presuming they won't achieve 7. No, that they might be looking for 7 for a little bit here.
It's not happening. I am excited for the Cam Newton era, though.
Are you going to get a jersey?
No.
Past that?
Yeah, well, I'm not past it. I'm still pro-jersey. My personal rule, though, is I have to be younger than the person's that I'm wearing the jersey of. And Cam Newton's younger than I am.
Good news.
So, not getting a Cam Newton jersey.
No.
But I know Chris Scheim is.
No, get one for your daughter. Just get one for your daughter, but get it in an adult large.
That's a good idea.
Oh, it doesn't fit. Damn, I already paid for it. I lost the receipt.
Sorry, honey. Yeah,
you know what? Maybe that's what she's going to be getting for Christmas.
She just might. What else you got coming up next? Some notable people have some notable things to say about the start of the Major League Baseball and NBA seasons. And you might not like them all. It's coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, a couple of things we didn't get to earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy?
So, the McCourty twins, as we've talked about, they are sort of media superstars.
Newsbreakers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have they had the opportunity to comment on Cam Newton, and they're clearly excited to add a player of Cam Newton's talents. They think that he could help the team when or if the NFL plays this year.
What?
It's always great to have a bunch of good players, and we're just trying to add to that. So it'll be a fun year if the year goes and it goes as expected and we have a season.
What? Wait, what? If I thought the NFL was the one league we... July 28th, you're opening camp. You're going to have preseason games in August. We're going to see you in September. The McCourty twins continue, and both of them have been open about concerns about returning and the idea of health and safety protocols with 90 players and X number of coaches. And that, it's great. He's excited about Cam Newton. If there's a season, I don't care for that.
No, I don't either.
What else you got?
Well, I'm sure this will be better from you, Rich.
Well, let's see. It's now let's talk about the NBA.
Oh, yeah, they're going to play.
They
the
already
bubble.
Put their schedule bubble. Out there. They have the bubble. Seems pretty safe to me. So let's check in on Brian Windhorst on some percentages.
What is your percent confidence in that the NBA season does start?
100.
What is your confidence level in that this season ends in a championship?
90.
It's like an A-minus.
So that's pretty strong.
90 is very strong.
It's starting, so that I love. You're going to have it. Celtics-Bucks
July
on Friday
31st.
Can't wait for that. Games on the 30th. I'm excited for that. But there is a little bit of an out there. He's not as convinced that they play, but 90% I'll take.
But, Rich, if I said you have a 90% chance to win the lottery tonight, you're feeling pretty good?
I feel great.
Oh, okay.
I feel great about it.
All I need to know.
What else you got?
All right, real quickly before I give you mine. I got a text during the commercial break from one of my sources.
Ooh, sources, breaking news.
Scoops is back.
And the source said the Patriots knew about the punishment before the signing was, quote, leaked, unquote. So they did know before it was announced, and that maybe it wasn't a coincidence.
The cover-up or distraction.
Yep. Hey, look over here.
Look over here. And everybody has looked.
Yeah, they have.
and by the way, that doesn't mean that they weren't going to do it all along. It's like, well, look, we were going to do it anyway. Let's get it out there now. Hey,
right.
Adam. Not you didn't hear it from me, but...
yes, Bill?
Just going to say, Nike's saying there's a real good chance that Cam Newton could end up in a Patriots uniform.
So. Nike knows all.
All right, so... We got kind of a not-so-optimistic view about the NFL from one of the McCourty twins. Yeah. We got a much more optimistic view
Feel good.
About the NBA from Brian Windhorst. Now the question is, what does Buster Olney think about the possibilities for Major League Baseball?
How confident are you that this season gets finished?
0%. Absolutely 0% based on what I'm hearing.
How confident are you that this season gets started with actual games?
I would put that at 5%. I think that they're going to at least try in the next couple weeks, but I, especially in the face of these spiking numbers, it wouldn't surprise me if it derails quickly.
Excuse me, Buster?
Did you say 5%? Whoa.
5%
to start, 0% to finish.
So,
now, we did get word today for the first time.
That is...
The Twins have told two of their coaches, no, you can't do this. Sorry, we're making the decision. We'll pay you, but you can't go. You're going to get more of those. You're going to get more
5%,
and more.
5%. I'm sorry. I'm fixating Dale on the 5% chance they start and 0% chance they finish.
I mean, if you have a few bullpen coaches that can't make it, you can still have a season.
Right.
But so 5%? Like, they just finally agreed to all this nonsense. Well, agrees, the loose term.
Right.
But
they
figured out how to get the season going. And now, because you get some positive tests, like, of course you were going to get positive tests.
Right.
You weren't going to have everybody back and say, oh, yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's
Maybe we
set?
Should take the president's advice and stop testing.
Yeah, that's the you're right.
That's what he said.
That is
the leader of the free world.
Solved it.
Hard to get a positive
if you
test.
You don't test somebody, right. They can't test positive.
That's
science.
Definitely true.
Well, now I don't know what to think. The only sport we did not
Basketball.
Get. The NHL and... I'll work on that for
Dale,
tomorrow.
What are the percent chances that they start the season?
I will tell you that today Bruce Cassidy did one of those Zoom media sessions. He said that the Bruins are absolutely on track to start training camp July 10th. They had about a dozen players on the ice at Warrior today, and for the first time, Tuukka Rask was among the players working out today.
All right.
According to Cassidy, everything is in line, everything is on track.
Well, we'll have basketball and hockey. Right. Kind of back to where we were a couple months ago. We'll have those two. No baseball.
That baseball thing kind of bummed me out a little bit.
Not great.
All right, fellas. Both back tomorrow. Well, I mean, Rich, you never know. But Andy will
I
be
got
here
a few
tomorrow.
More days.
Oh, I'll be here.
On my sleeve.
I got homework tonight. I'm going
exhausted.
Home to watch a movie.
That's right. Ooh, we got movie club tomorrow.
Movie club tomorrow.
You know what?
Yeah.
I wasn't that fired up about this winning because I've seen it before. But on a third or fourth rewatching this weekend, it's so much better.
It's pretty good.
Than I gave it credit for. And one of the great characters in a Quentin Tarantino movie, I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
The Django Unchained, for those that want to watch with us.
All right. We'll do that tomorrow. OMF is coming up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye. Big Swinging Richard.
That's all, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.